You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lines are filled up. People who want to play Rattle Off, Jer Bear.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Well, let's start with Heidi. Good morning, Heidi. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What are you up to today? What are you doing?
I am actually at work, just about to get back to the office.
Mm-hmm. And what is that job that you do?
I work for Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
We'll pick you up.
That's the one.
In a 5-mile radius.
disclaimer.
Within a 5-mile radius.
Yeah. Full disclaimer
Wasn't Enterprise the company that they did the television commercials for years where the car was driving along with brown wrapping all over it or something? And then Enterprise had to start putting disclaimers on the commercials. People don't drive like this. This is just for a commercial.
Huh.
It's dangerous. Yep. Don't do that. Wasn't that right, Heidi?
Yep. Common knowledge is not common nowadays.
Common sense, you mean?
You got to put disclaimers on everything.
Yeah, there's a lack of common sense.
Yeah.
Right. Well, good for you. Let me ask you this. What's your favorite car that you guys have on the lot?
Right now, or the one that I've dealt
ever
with
just in favorite? General, yeah, the one you like cruising around in.
Well, I actually worked for the exotic division, so Porsche 911 Carrera.
Ooh, nice. Mm.
What would that run you on average? Say, if you had to come up with an average price per day, what would the Porsche be?
$500.
Jeremy,
that's
you can handle that.
Yeah,
Jeremy
take that. I'll take it
money.
To prom. What other you're in the exotic division. I love the title, first of all. What other cars do you have that are in the exotic category?
So there's a whole range of them. I am not in the exotic division right now. I ran it at the airport at DIA last year.
Mm-hmm.
But they have like a Ford American Muscle, so they have a...
So you got Mustangs. Yeah.
Mustang 5.0, something along the Camaro SS. We do also carry some other Porsches. We have the Porsche Panamera.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Wow, you got a lot. Any Lamborghinis? Well, can you get a Lamborghini?
No, you can get those out in Las Vegas and California, but out here in this market, can you imagine a Lamborghini in the snow?
No, I can't.
No, but here's my question. That leads to this question. I mean, how difficult is that to have those kinds of cars? I mean, do they get beat to hell by people?
We've had some interesting situations happen with them, yes.
Disclaimer.
Okay, yeah, all right.
The pedal on the right makes you go faster.
Okay, that's funny.
There is a whole verification process that you have to go through.
I bet.
Your personal insurance adjuster is required to approve that if anything happens in the rental, that insurance company would cover the full cost of that vehicle.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That has happened a few times. My favorite is, it was one that actually was stolen. It was a Range Rover HSV that was stolen that was found in a shipping container in Florida about to ship to Africa.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
What a great story. How did they find it? Was it like the customs people on the docks that stumbled across it?
Yes, we had reported it stolen, and the VIN that was scraped off was matched by customs.
Wow.
And it came up stolen, so they did a full investigation, and they actually found about 27 other rental cars in the city.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no one tells you how crazy rental can get.
The dark side of car rentals, yeah.
Listen.
Definitely the dark side.
I know, because in my line of work in radio many years ago, I used to have to deal with guys with the record labels all the time. They're promotion guys for like Columbia Records and A&M Records and all those big shots coming in from New York and L.A. And they would always get the really fancy cars. And there was one guy in particular that would pick me up and we would go out to dinner and stuff like that, you know, all on their tab. And he just wore the hell out of these cars. He was like doing donuts in parking lots and just, you know, everything you can imagine, all with his rental car. And I always thought I would be that guy who probably had to pick up the car after this dude.
No tires left.
We did have one situation where a customer was in a minivan and he was at Vandermeer Speedway racing it. And he had taken out all of the seats in the minivan.
Yes.
And was confused on why.
Lighten it up.
Oh, my God.
He's getting some of that weight out of there.
Yeah, I've got stories for y'all if you want to hear them.
No, you've given us some good ones.
You gave us two goodies right there.
The one in the shipping container out on the docks was fantastic. So.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
Oh, you're the best.
It made me laugh a little bit.
Well, you know, we do have to play this game now. Everyone else who's on hold
There's
is saying,
game.
Can we get with it?
Yeah.
All right. So, rattle off. I'll give you a category. And, Heidi, you have 10 seconds to rattle off five examples, all right?
Okay.
10 seconds. I need five names. These are first names. I need five first names, male or female, that begin with the letter W, as in Whataburger. Ready?
Ooh, I love
and who don't? Ready and go.
Wilma, Wilson, Willard, Wanda, and
Winona. Winona.
William.
Winona.
Willie.
William.
So many more, Heidi.
Oh. Well, you know what? We talked forever with you, and you didn't get a prize, but we absolutely love you, and thank you for being on the show.
Thanks
okay?
for the stories, Heidi.
Of course. If you want to rent a car, come out to Parker. I'll take care of you.
Oh, you're
okay,
the best.
Thank you, Heidi. Keep us turned up in the office there.
Y'all.
Thank you. That was funny.
Sweet.
Hi, Emma. Thanks for being so patient and holding so long, but we had to hear those stories.
Those are great stories.
They're good stories, man. What do you do? So we can talk to you for 10 minutes.
I am a bankruptcy attorney.
Ooh, I bet you have good stories, too.
Right. Wow. But probably none you can tell on the radio.
Yeah, probably not.
No. I do, but I don't. Yeah.
Bankruptcy attorneys. Well, let's get right to the game, then. You ready to play?
Yes.
Well, 10 seconds, Emma. Sweet Emma. We need five ski resorts in Colorado because one of them just opened this morning. Five ski resorts in Colorado. Ready and go.
Crested Butte, Vail, Loveland, Breckenridge, Aspen, Nederland. Did I get them all? Did I get it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you did.
You did.
A winner!
Look at you.
Good for Emma. Well,
I know.
Listen, if you will stand by, Josh will come back. He's going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Emma.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you being on the show.